are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, yes, still fired up. Fired up. Yeah, that's right.
This Boom. Is
this is the double dosage after show where you get twice the red pill. All right, up in the ante. Yes, I've got my co-host with me. We've got Rob D.
Hiya, folks.
And also joining us on the panel, we have Dr. Kelly. How you doing, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, so good. Hello, people, and thank you much.
All right. So what's going on with you real quickly, Dr. Kelly?
Just been doing, like, tons of reading, been getting into Southern Jameson West's book, and then always looking in the Merck Index because there's 10,000 things in there. And next to the entry for Mercury, I wrote Blue Pill, I don't know how many years ago, because I had that book since the 90s, but I was just cracking up. I was like, got to tell my V and my Rob D. Glad to hear you, Rob D.
Hi, it's Dr. K.
Good to be back on. Good to have you back. Good to have you back.
Yeah, you don't need a hand scanner to come onto this show. That's another thing that happened at a rest area when the bus stopped. You had to put your hand up to a sensor, and it either gave you a green light and then said the word robotically, normal. And the other one was a red light that said alarm. And if the alarm went off, they pull up everybody on the bus and off they go into quarantine.
What?
Yeah, that's the rule. So it'd be a great way to curb activism is to put that thing in measure, and the alarm could be remotely triggered by anybody, I imagine. You know, they have to test these units.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great way to persecute somebody. Listen, I'm a target individual. I know of all the ways that they can just screw with you for any reason whatsoever. If you're a target individual and, you know, you're trying to get some business done, oh, yeah, just to screw with you, they'll make that thing turn red, and it's silent persecution. You can't do anything because they're doing it in the name of this plandemic, this hoax.
I tricked them into letting me film it. I told them, well, I think this is just great. I want to show the whole world what great stuff Turkey is doing. And I actually filmed myself with my hand going up there, and they're going, normal. I don't want to be normal. Normal is average. I was taught to be above average.
Exactly.
So I put the active fist in the activism that day and just took the risk and filmed it.
Oh, well, you got to shoot me that footage.
Oh, it's up on my Facebook. I think I shared it onto the group, but I'll try to pop it straight into this chat while we're talking, if it'll let me do that, because I've got another device here I can use.
Oh, okay. What were you saying, Dr. Kelly?
That was such a trip in that part in the Matrix where the guy's mouth disappears when he's trying to, you know, talk to the spooks and the feds, when Keanu Reeves is trying to talk to him, and then his mouth just disappears.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's like the thing with the mask.
Exactly.
You know, it's just totally a muffler and a limiter and an interference with our rights to do a whole bunch of things. And even the lamestream news was spreading some stuff around today that if you go to Antifa.com and you want to donate $500, it takes you to JoeBiden.com, apparently.
What?
But I don't know.
Let me double check that.
Say,
which one did you have? Antifa.com, you say, is going to that site. I'm going to do a quick mute and
okay, and
that.
Then act like you're going to donate $500 or something, and then it transfers you directly to JoeBiden.com.
Okay, well, while they check that out, I want to say
it's that's very accurate. I just did a quick check. I typed in Antifa.com, and it goes straight to JoeBiden.com asking for money. He's got pictures of him and Harris with masks on holding their hands in the air. You just can't make this up, folks. This is, that's very accurate information. That's why I did a quick check.
Joe Biden is a terrorist.
Would you like to donate $2,800? They'll keep it low so they don't have to report the money they're getting. After a certain amount, you have to report it, don't you? You can't make this shit up. We're getting owned all around. So that's a direct link between Antifa and Joe Biden's campaign, the DNC, who doesn't use American flags in their convention. They have a pentagram on its side in the middle of a big D. Because they're giving us the big D, folks. We're getting it. You can't make it up.
Dude, so, this is so rich.
If Antifa is declared a terrorist organization, then that means Joe Biden is a terrorist. And if you send them money, you're going to be put on the list as a terrorist as well. Because he's probably not going to win the election anyways. Oh, my God. What a mind job.
Thing one and thing two. You're going to vote for that thing. Get up off of that thing. Abuse.
We got to find out who owns JoeBiden.com.
We know who owns him. The information from the Mossad of what he did on those islands. That's who owns Biden. He has an island right next door to Epstein's.
Yeah, and you know, I fear that, you know, if he were elected, Joe Biden's not going to say anything. He's not going to do anything. He's just going to be a figurehead, because so long as they feed him little children to touch on, he's not going to care about anything else. He's not. He's just going to be, you know, Uncle Joe molesting everybody in the Oval Office or on the Lincoln bed, touching little children, getting away with it. And he's going to say anything the establishment wants him to say, because they're going to have their hand up his ass and use him as a puppet. People, this is real.
Yeah, and okay. he's going to use as an excuse the reason he was, like, sniffing people's hair. He's all, oh, I thought it was some cocaine that got spilled in there from Loretta Lynch. I'm so fat.
Absolutely.
Mike typed in that on local talk radio, somebody's redirecting Antifa.com to Biden. But either way, Antifa.com could correct that. They could correct their security so that redirect isn't occurring, but they're not.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Let's take some calls.
I smell callers.
Texas, line one. Go ahead.
Hey. Nice to talk to you guys. Hey, what a show tonight. And who would have thought Dr. Kelly would show up? Nice to hear you, sweetheart. You guys have covered a lot of stuff. Let's go with the mask real quick. One way you can get around the mask is don't linger like you're just going to the store casually. Just walk just straight in there. If you need a basket, get a basket. Grab it quick. Grab what you're doing and just walk in. A lot of these people, I've done this. I haven't worn a mask once since this stuff went on. And I've gone in when they say stuff, but they don't want to stop you. So, boom, just do it. You know, go in there quickly. Like you know what you want, you know, before you even go in there. Like you know what you want. So, there's that. I want to talk about that shooter, though. I'm quite proud of that kid. I don't care if it was a setup or whoever might think it might be a setup up there in Kenosha. I mean, whatever. You know, I mean, Richard from Boston's got a little issue with that. And he's like, he didn't come out and say anything specific, but he's like, you know, they're trying to provoke it. So, boom, there you go. So, I mean,
I have to agree with you there. I'm very proud of that kid, too. And on the previous point you were making, yeah, I mean, If I forget my mask, I actually like wearing my mask. I have my black ninja mask, my whole setup. I'm very imposing. I kind of love it. But if I forget my mask, and yeah, here, you know, the language barrier is great. And secondly, I'm big and imposing enough where I frighten people. So that I get away with everything. So
you wear a V hat with it? I have this image now. I had to visit you with an Anon mask that had a mask underneath it with the hat on and the cape and all that. Truth crusader. You mentioned Richie from Boston. He must be on to something because YouTube has pulled his channel.
Oh, yeah, no. Richie from Boston got both his channels pulled. He's bummed out of his RBF2, but Richie from Boston is toast. And so he's on the band one, 9/11. And, I mean, he's doing what he can. I mean, who knows how serious this really is right now? We don't really know. But Richie from Boston's pretty scared. I don't want to say scared. He's quite concerned. And he's been, I mean, he's like me. I've done a lot of research. You've done a lot of research. We've all done a lot of research. And we know what the end game is to get rid of it. And so we really have to start thinking about that. Just because it's not right here on our doorstep knocking and punching us in the face saying, dude, they're going to kill you if you go out to get some groceries today. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's not there doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And so Richie is feeling that. And I feel Richie for that because, I mean, holy crap, this guy's been doing this for the last, I mean, since 2008 at least. And he's been on top of this stuff. And there's so many people have been on top of this stuff, and we're just pretending like they're not out there. And they really are out there.
Are you the vaccinehoax.com guy?
No, I'm just some stupid veteran that made a mistake when he was in the military. That's me.
Oh, because there was some cool dude that's making these signs, and you kind of reminded me of him, and I was going to be like, well, get my address and phone number from the engineer, and I want to go, I'll stand out there with a sign. I want to go cruising up the street, you know.
That is seriously funny. I'll get off the air after this, but that's seriously funny that you said that about some signs, simply because I've done this three times now. I've been standing out on the corner here in Lubbock, Texas, with a sign that says, they want you dead. Are you okay with that? And I got
the LBK.
Spit on. Yeah, I got spit on. I got called a fearmonger, and I got the bird, and I got all that. And all I could say back to him was, I'm just trying to save your life. And I didn't yell it or anything. I mouthed it. I'm just trying to save your life. People thought I was holding a sign of, I was a vagrant trying to get something. I think that's what the problem was. So I got to maybe take a different approach. I got a text message a while back to say, well, try a different approach. Get some different words. So I'm going to do it. And, you know, all I really care about is saving some souls. I think that's what we're here for. What else are we here for? Can anybody explain a better reason to be here than to be alive? If there's somebody out there that has a better reason than the fact that I'm taking breath right now and talking to you, if there's something better than that, tell me how to get there.
You're wanting freedom, not free stuff. You know, you are an active fish that's out there doing it. So kudos to you.
No, I just want to save some souls, my friend. I just want to save some souls because truly this is not just flesh versus flesh here. We've seen that conjured spells up. Do you realize we're still in FEMA's control right now to at least September, somewhere around September 11th, if you can believe that. Take March 13th, Friday the 13th, FEMA, he got a declared emergency, and this is going to go until 6 months. Even Congress cannot review it for 6 months. So that, and do you remember the video? Did you guys see the video where Trump said it's been my pleasure to be, it's been my pleasure.
Yes, he did say that.
Yeah. So that's when he turned it over to FEMA. And so they can't look at this until somewhere around September 11th. Now, I knew that, but I'll tell you what, Richie from Boston's been putting that out for a while. I think that's why he's a little toasted right now.
I hope if Richie if she listens to this at all, that he would contact the show so we could have him on. I'd love to have a chat
with
him.
Well, I'll shoot it. I'm not personal friends with him or anything, but I'll shoot it in one of my comments under his video. Maybe you'll catch it. I can't help you there. I really don't know. I'd love to. You guys would. This would be an awesome show tonight, tomorrow, and the next night. Just give him 3 days. Just talk with him. I mean, the stuff this guy knows. And he's just been warning people. He's almost like he was an angel. And you know, he's an ex-convict. He's an ex-military guy. He's an ex-this. He's an ex-that. But the guy's got a heart like gold. And people really should, I don't know. This guy's doing what he can. And I feel his desperation.
I've got a guest book for Wednesday to talk about natural healing and how do we boost our immune systems from in advance of a forced vaccination scenario and how to detox from such a thing. He's detoxed people from chemo and all sorts of stuff. So this guy's very well respected from out of Australia. So I have him coming on.
Do you have any idea how you're going to defend yourself from a forced vaccination? I mean, think
about
it. All
I can do is use my own immune system to hopefully be able to detox the harmful ingredients, but how to get rid of the things that are going to track and tag us is a moot point because I know what we've been breathing from the chemtrail mixes for decades. That's already in us.
But you're not going to be a beg and take guy where you just say, okay, give it to me. You're going to resist it, right?
Well, not I resist it by fighting now, but I'm in a situation where I'm in a foreign country and I'm gonna have to exit borders periodically and come back to where I'm at, and that in itself will require certain measures. Like for me to go out of the country now to fly out somewhere, I have to actually submit to a COVID test. COVID test is only accurate for 72 hours. So I've had a guy I met here in the village recently had to drive from Turkey back to England, and he was denied entry into Greece. The border was shut, but he had to get a COVID test here. And by the time he drove to Germany, he had to take a second one because his 72 hours was up. You want to talk about a money scam? And there's certain measures to live abroad that I'll have no choice about. Will I want to have a vaccine? No. Not
no, you're
voluntarily.
If you want to continue your life, you're going to have to. And that's what many people are going to have to in this entire world. They're going to have to concede to that. And I'm one of those
people. Even to be deported to the United States, I would have to go under quarantine, and people in quarantine have to then become state property. They won't let you out until you go through certain measures. I feel it's more important that I'm out here doing this work and spreading the word to people than my own health sometimes.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're doing fine, my friend. You're very eloquent. The way you speak is very eloquent. I want to hear something from Mr. Kelly, Mrs. Kelly there.
Dr. Kelly, you still there?
I'm riding shotgun here and commenting as little as possible, but I really appreciate the platform and the fact that we have good people all across the planet. And I was doing a little reading to see if there was a Weston Price, chapter in Turkey. I didn't see anything in this particular quarterly, but there is a man doing good stuff in Poland, and I was happy to see that, you know, as far as, like, your farm fresh goodies and all that stuff that keeps you healthy. And the cool thing about Massachusetts is my lab partner was eating mushrooms all the time, and he'd send me these pictures of a whole picnic bench and a 40-pound maitake mushroom that this guy foraged out in the forest of Massachusetts. They got
I tell you what. This is, I like here in Poland, this is the land of mushrooms, Kraina Grzyba, people out here, and it's still all peaceful, you know. People were asking me, you know, about what's going on, you know, everybody's in France and Italy, and everybody's doing, it's like, this is Poland, nothing goes on here. it's still peaceful. It's still quiet. You know, you walk down the street, people are like, oh, Jingle Bay. You know, there's just nothing going on here. I think part of it is because, I don't know, Poland's just waiting to be conquered again. I don't know. people are pacifist here like crazy. It may be the U.S. military occupation here. It's already occupied. I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, then Merkel says... I'm still not allowed to go into Poland. It's still shut.
Yeah.
I'm gonna book out to go somewhere. I'm gonna try to do it over a weekend so it doesn't interfere with me being on the show.
Let me get one more question and I'll get off your radio show. One more question. Okay, so our guy Kyle, so he shoots these guys, but he's on the ground and he's still popping this stuff off, and he didn't get capped at all, even though some dude was pointing the gun at his head. But when the kid gets up and he starts to walk towards the cops, something's missing there, because all you hear, you can hear, if you're listening to the video, you can hear another 5 or 6 shots go off. Where did they come from? I almost thought he emptied his magazine, to be honest with you. And then he walked up to the cops with his hands up and his gun behind his back. So it almost, but there's like 5 or 6 shots right after he finally got up after shooting them 3 dudes who came after him. There was like 5 shots. I think there's 5, but I watched the video several times. I got it saved. I watched it again, but I mean, it seemed like there's like 5 shots or 6 shots after he gets up and starts walking towards the cops. Do you have any idea where that came from? Anybody there? Anybody?
Well, I did mention earlier during the show that the people, those doctors say that that wound that that guy on the ground had couldn't have been done by a high-powered rifle. Oh, it had to have been a smaller caliber. So the noises you hear would back that up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely
magic
right.
Bullet.
The simple fact is he would have looked like Kennedy. That was an AR-15. It's a 5.56 millimeter bullet. That would have put a hole in the back of his head big time.
Or a really small pistol in Jackie O's hand firing from directly underneath his chin. Yeah, I went there.
Why not, Rob? Come on, man. No, you're always,
some of the films I see make that look quite feasible.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'd really like to know what the 5 shots were. I mean, that's been my big question since this. I mean, everybody's talking about the shootings. You know, we saw what he did. And it was like watching, what's that video game where you can steal cars and whatnot and kill people and GTA. Eat hookers and all that stuff? Was that?
Grand Theft Auto.
There you go. Yeah. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, when I watched the video, it looked like something in that kind of category. So, I mean, who knows what's going on with all that stuff, but I'm still proud of the kid. I mean, he managed to stay alive. He didn't even take a round. Some dude had a gun pointed at him. And who knows? I mean, I guess I would say listen to the video again. And I'd really like to know where the other shots came from.
Well, there's definitely lots of pops on that video, on all those videos. Your pops, pop, 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 pop. There's apparently gunfire or
absolutely.
People having fireworks all over the place.
And yeah, it could be an echo, or maybe you can break down the track of each set of shots and see, you know, like the intensity or whatever for a locator on it.
Well, I wouldn't know how significant that would be, I guess, if you were a lawyer that told you, and you are, Dr. Kelly. So, I mean, well, you're in that category, isn't it? Yeah, so breaking it down to something like that would be interesting if you were going to defend somebody, perhaps. But I'm asking a question that really doesn't need an answer. Whatever happened, happened. I'm just asking a stupid question because it sounded like several other rounds went off after he got up and started walking towards the car, so a whole bunch of rounds went off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, and I'm just like, what would the jury think, or what would you want to get to the jury's attention, you know, for sure?
Oh, did you see the Instagram that this guy said afterwards? The guy who had the gun that got his arm blown off. This guy actually, this is perfect for the defense, and I know you'll say this too. This guy said, the only thing I regret is that I wasn't able to kill him.
There
that's
you go.
The guy with the handgun over his face.
Yeah, that's he how said, you get it. By the confession is how you get a true conviction in a suit, in a case, is by the confession leads to the conviction. So I'm glad you pointed that out, too.
Yeah, and it's stuck there on Instagram. You can't take it down. It's there. People have printed it out and sent it around the country and probably the world. Who knows?
Absolutely
horrendous what's going on. Again, it's Hegelian dialect playing out in front of us, gun grabs and clamping down on protesting. The institute of martial law that's much more visible than the one that we can see now.
Well, I think we have to be much more vigilant about our freedom here. I think people need to step out the box. And I've seen a lot of it. You know, I'm here in Texas, obviously. And so, yeah, you know what? I took a truck ride with a truck driver from Southern Cal, Montana, all the way over to Texas. I guess you would call it West Texas. And I stopped, you know, through these states and stuff. But when I got to Texas, it looked like we had almost a 50% non-compliance with the mask at the truck stop. And I came through El Paso, went up through Dallas, and then came back to Lubbock and whatnot. So, there was like a 50%, yeah, we're going to wear a mask and the rest. And nobody said anything to anybody. I mean, the people who didn't have masks, nobody was getting fights and stuff. I didn't see any of that. So I think some of the things we saw on the internet was rare. And I think it was actually put up. People made a big deal out of having confrontations. So nobody would, you know, not wear their mask. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't want a confrontation. How many of us want a confrontation when we go to the store? That's what I'm saying. You go to the store like you already know what the hell you want, and just walk in, speed walk. And if somebody says something to you, just walk past them. Grab your cart and go in there and do what you're getting to do. And 90% of the time, I mean, I haven't had that problem. I've nonchalantly walked into the Walmart. I've nonchalantly walked into the Home Depot. That's what my job is. But, you know, And I haven't had a problem. Nobody, there's been no Karen. I don't even know where that name came from. That happens to be my ex-wife's name. Not really. But but nobody spit at me or whatever. I just walk in, I go grab my stuff. I've had some funny look, but nobody's really messed with me. And I think if more people did that, this show's over with. We can get done with the math real quick. If we can just get people to, I mean, I did, when I was in California, I was in the middle of a grocery store when this first started, and I made sure I paid for my groceries first, and I pushed my cart around the corner, and I was at the very last cashier, so it was like five cashiers before I get to the door to get out. And I threw my hands up in the air, and I said, I implore you, take your mask off. Next thing you're going to be taking is a vaccine. And then I pushed my cart right out the door. And then I almost got in a fight with some old dude. This is when this first happened. I almost got in a fight with the old dude because he thought the world was coming to an end. And I already knew it because those of us who are in the know, we already know what these people are planning. It's depopulation. They're going to get rid of us. They want us dead. And that's why I held this sign out there. And it's the wrong approach. That was too strong. They want us dead.
Maybe a little too strong there, Andy. But hey, we have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
All right, all right. We're back. And something that gets to me is these Christians United for Israel, Kufi. Ironically, a kufi is a hat a Muslim wears. I know I used to wear one. Okay. Christians United for Israel. They call it kufi. So there's a video here. They have a video up saying pilot's speech moments before Israel's first commercial flight to the UAE takes off. Now, I know you guys can't see the video, but it's a plane filled with white Jews, plane full of rich white Jews. I think maybe two people on the entire flight are wearing masks. So what? What are the implications here? They don't believe in the hoax. they think they're above the hoax. Maybe everybody on that plane is rich enough to not be around the dirty people or something. I mean, it's a private flight. I don't know.
I wonder why they're requiring a test before we fly, a COVID test that we have to be negative. Why are we required to wear a mask anyhow if we're all negative? That's another question I have, besides a visible showing of obedience to the system.
Well, I do know the Middle East is not having any problems with COVID. So is this the pox filled blanket that's going over to the Middle East?
Well, if Jewish people are immune from it, I'll breathe a sigh of relief. You know, genetic targeting that goes on.
Oh, well.
Sometimes the hoax is pocus. We're all being poked right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, and we have my main man calling in here. We got Scotty from New York on line 5. Go ahead, Scotty.
Hello there, fellers. How's it going? Nice to hear Rob back. He's really, really speaks well. He really, really covers it. It's the fact. I heard on the radio today, same thing. The protesters, or whatever march, I try not to. They arrested like a lot of them. They were all from out of state. Everyone they arrested. And then I was watching some other video the other day, and it was mentioning how if you listen to them chanting, they were chanting "Death to America." But they had like an accent, like "Death to America." You could hear it was clear as day. These are paid, scheduled. I think it was your show that you discussed it, where these people are on call. These are people are paid, waiting till somebody films something on their phone that they could use, and then the network goes out to, you know, like what's going on with that Plandemic 2, the indoctrination movie. You must see that. Please search for that. It's not on BitChute, it's on the other one, BitChute, I forget
what,
it's not on YouTube.
There was a clip I seen the other day of somebody trying to get to the gas pump, and when they provoked a reaction from the driver, you clearly hear the protester goes, "Are you getting this on film? Are you filming this?" Clearly making sure that their narrative is supported by tape and not their actions that provoked that reaction.
Yeah, but the layers of, I mean, I'm dealing with it. Anyway, I'd like to comment on a few things from the show. You really did cover a lot, like that other caller said. In fact, that other caller, he was on for a while, he's the guy that goes out there with the sign. He should put a reverse thing on the sign. If people, you know, you can't appeal to everybody. So if they don't like what's on the front of the sign, have on the back of the sign, "I'm from the government. I'm here to help you." you could, if they don't like the fact they're trying to kill you, then tell them, then have a vote for Hillary on the back. Do something so you can get both. You can have something for everybody, because you know one shoe doesn't fit all. But you were wrong about one thing, with the police breaking the windshield. That was from a bit back. That's just because they don't know nothing. They don't hire the brightest pencils in the box, if you're unaware. They don't know to look for a jet.
I've said that for years.
The windshield was broken. The windshield was already broken, probably from the paid demonstrators that were allowed to do it, or finance or told, "You do this, we'll be watching you with the copter. This sniper will be covering you. This guy is here with you with the white thing on his arm, so you know if anybody interferes with you, he'll come." This is so meticulously planned. But the deal is, they just wanted to break the windshield out so they could drive it back to the station, and they couldn't see through the windshield. So they don't have the brains to call for a fire department to come with some tools. They don't have the brains to look in the trunk for a jack or a lug wrench or something. So all they knew was a baton. That's all they know. They don't know how to use the brain. They just have follow orders, and they have a baton. They have a gun. It was already so that one is the only thing that was incorrect. They were just police that... Those particular police there weren't the ones that kicked the window. They were the ones just sent there to go get the car and bring it back to the station.
My friend, there were several videos like that. So I don't know which one you're talking about.
I can bring up the AutoZone, where the umbrella man was smashing out the windows of the AutoZone, and he looked clearly at the camera, and facial recognition was used by other people outside the system that showed he was an off-duty St. Paul, Minnesota police officer doing that.
That's even deeper, brother. That's what I'm saying. Rob is so on. If you really looked at the real video, I couldn't believe how many different versions of that. That dude with the pizza box, I saw a video. They were walking together, talking like friends before that happened and then after. And it was they were in it together. He was the cover so that if a real guy comes and goes for the guy with the umbrella breaking the windows, that was the distraction. The guy with this, you know, hold my joint. Hold my. They were working together. I'm telling you, this is meticulously. You watch that Plandemic 2, the indoctrination, it only shows you a small little just how deep this is, just how well planned, meticulously planned. However, I just wanted to cover a few things, about six or seven things. Did you do anything about when I informed you, I think the last time I called, that in your 5th of November documentary, the woman given one of the TED Talks, there were several TED Talks, but one woman, beautiful woman, given a PowerPoint, static comes in and then music comes in really loud and you can't hear what she's saying as she's pointing to whatever the chart is that's there. So you should add in the comments or put in the show more thing what
you
she actually said
need
there.
To
might
give
help
me. You need, I don't know what part you're talking about. You're going to have to give me the actual, which documentary, and give me
it's
time.
It's a beautiful
to
woman in a red dress speaking, showing she had like a piece of paper in front of her with like a graph on it, and you hear her in the beginning, and then when she like wraps up the PowerPoint and she's actually pointing at her chart, you can't hear anything she says. First loud static plays.
Okay, once
I'll
again,
actually watch it and I'll mark how many minutes it is and then I'll send it to you. That's just it.
Yeah,
I don't have your email.
Stamp.
Yeah,
give me a timestamp on that, because I've made many documentaries. Give me a timestamp.
Okay, I was talking about the 5th of November. But I have a couple of things let me cover. I saw an amazing, I think it was not something I watched, it's something I listened to. It was an amazing discussion about those Blackberries. You were discussing on like two shows? Remember you were talking
the
about the Blackberry, or was it Blueberries? Some little tiny little computer.
The Raspberries.
Oh, what are they
the
called?
The Raspberry Pis.
Raspberries. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So maybe that video was about some. It was because do some of these people in Congress use those little suckers?
I doubt it.
Oh well, then maybe it's a different show, and maybe I was unaware. I don't know that much about blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. I don't know much about them. And the call-in number. Another question. The call-in number is 800. But if I call the studio, I'm calling Poland from America.
Well, I'm broadcasting from Poland to RBN. RBN is broadcasting out to the world.
So where is RBN? It's not in Poland. When I call the studio
RBN
number and
is
I get
in Austin,
the message,
Texas.
Am I calling Poland?
No, you're calling Austin, Texas.
I'm
relayed.
That's why I stopped calling. That's why I stopped calling. I thought I was calling Poland and didn't know it. Okay, and Richie from Boston, one more thing. Richie from Boston had his channel deleted once a couple of years ago, and he sued YouTube, and they put it back up. So I don't know what's going on now. I did reach out to him once and sent him some really good information, and I said you can use it as your own if you want, but he didn't respond to it. I don't remember what it was about. And
maybe
today,
terms
I just
of
want
conditions
to mention,
have changed. I know on October 1st, the terms and conditions for Facebook is changing, so they can actually delete any content they want. It's no longer will they just hide the information when you get a warning about a post. They got, after October 1st this year, they'll be able to actually delete it. So I do imagine a great purge of people's walls will occur of them going through.
I saw that notification as well, yes.
Greater than already happened? They purged so much stuff over the last few months. First, it started with vaccine info way before the COVID thing. And then, they're just purging everything. Again, that Plandemic 2, the indoctrination, really goes into depth and shows you just the depth of the purging that goes on. Amazing. Anyway, I was saying one thing.
Well,
I was reading
just
as you're watching the show.
Just let everybody know, TLB TV, which I'll be a technical director of, is coming, okay, in about a month or so. We will have a platform, videos, and information that nobody but myself and others, a few others will have a say-so over. And you know me, I'm about free speech, so bring it on.
Well, Richie, if you're listening, there's a place for you to go.
You wouldn't believe what I just said. Anyway, that's about all I have to say. You can take other calls. You only got 20 minutes left.
No, go ahead. We'll finish out the show with you.
Oh, really? I was mentioning, I was just reading John Rappaport's article from today, and it's really funny. He ends it with, first he was making fun of Cuomo. I saw New York in the title, so I read it, and it was like some other thing. And I think he was making a joke. I'm not sure, but there was a part of it where he's talking about the numbers of the death tolls are inflated. And I think he made up a word, Cuomobidities. I think he was making fun of that Cuomo is responsible for a lot of these deaths. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody else should read it and see. And then he ends the article with a great thing talking about Trump, because he also bought a lot of ventilators like Cuomo. And he ends it with, the new slogan is "Make death great again."
Wow.
John Rappaport is a great writer. He really puts facts and amazing writing skills, and the sarcasm and the humor is just off the chart sometimes. Sometimes it's great to read his stuff if you're a little down. And
I'm so glad you brought up John Rappaport. He actually wrote a little comment in the book, "What if everything you thought you knew about AIDS was wrong?" by Christine Maggiore. And it's a fascinating book, 126 pages and 248 references to this book. And the ACT UP people, the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, the people that pied the mayor, Willie Brown, back in the 90s, a lot of these folks were my friends. I used to go speak and teach them stuff. And they had a T-shirt, and in fluorescent giant letters, I still have it says, "AIDS drugs kill," and I wore that into an applied kinesiology class on a Sunday. I'd wear jeans and a t-shirt, be casual on Sundays. And Dr. Francis looks out there and he's like, "Well, there's Dr. Kelly with her typical demure self," and I'm in this fluorescent shirt from the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power people. And we've been through the AIDS hoax, and there's a bunch of facts implicating Oprah Winfrey and Anthony Fauci and Secretary Shalala in the AIDS book. And so, here these people are again, "Oh, there's a million people that are going to be dead in 10 years. And it's like, no, we're still here, Fauci, you liar.
Well, are you aware of Dr. Sabi, how he proved a lot of things in Supreme Court, that all diseases are the same? He proved about he took like over 100 people, I think it was 100, 140 people that were told by the medical system they can't help them with whatever it was, AIDS, Alzheimer's, this, and he took 100 at least and cured them, that they were refused.
Yeah.
But his information has been deleted. Anytime you recommend, because I live in the hood and I talk to people all the time, and Dr. Sabi comes up, I quiz him to see if they know who he is. People can't find information from him anymore. As that pandemic indoctrination thing, they just block the searches and they send you the BS and the 100 things that say the same. It's the same storyline. Are you aware of actually Dr. Sabi's true story?
No,
I know.
I don't remember when the court dates were. In Supreme
Court,
he proved
it. Just a quick comment about him is when Dizzy Rascal was making a movie about the life of Dr. Sebi and how he did prove he could cure AIDS, they killed him. He paid the ultimate price. Dizzy Rascal, the rapper, was playing Dr. Sebi in a movie that was being independently made, and they killed him. That says a lot to me.
Yeah, he was the picture of health. They locked him up with some BS thing. I don't remember. This was years ago. And then he died in jail. I think it was less than 3 weeks he was in there, which is common, all too common. However, you were talking about Biden. Biden is a peculiar dude. I really, the brainwashing much deep that some people like him. We actually should make like a contest that if we can go into Wikipedia and make like a competition, Remember, like, that Pokemon thing? Was that what they used to play where everybody used to follow, looking at their screen, going to chase something like Pokemon?
Yeah. Kind of thing? Yeah, check, what? Taking
well,
a picture
Well, Pokemon
of
is a
characters.
Funny thing. That should be a good nickname for Biden. And and he should. They should put, when they have, like, white supremacist, you know, in Wikipedia, or pedophile in Wikipedia, they should have Biden's picture. And we could do
I'd
that.
Call
you
up
can
the
edit
PC
Wikipedia.
Sniffer.
We should go in there and edit, you know, these words, pedophile, Pokemon, or white supremacist, and we should add, somebody should put Biden's picture there and put his link for his website in case he needs donations, you know, for Antifa. Because I saw that, too. That was months ago. I did check that, too, and that's still like that today. That's funny. But that is true.
I think it'd be more appropriate to make like a Where's Joe Biden book where there's just a random character sniffing somebody in a crowd of people, like Waldo.
Yeah, I can't see how anybody isn't turned off by him. There's nothing about him that's appealing. What's appealing about that man? There's nothing positive about him.
Well, when you ask his supporters why they would vote for him, their supporters almost universally said he's a lesser evil. I keep saying it, and if you vote for a lesser evil, you're still voting for an evil. It's time to stop that.
Listen. How about we just have a Where's Joe Biden scratch and sniff poster?
Joe would buy them all, wouldn't he? We could all randomly send him armpit swabs in the mail so he could have a real field day, little clippings of hair.
Well, I used to work in a bike shop as a mechanic. Actually, I was offered a job in bike shops several times before I was 16. I just knew a lot about. I would go to buy a bicycle or buy parts for my bike, and I'm like, kid, you know a lot about bikes. Come back here when you're 16, I'll give you a job. I wound up working in a bike shop before I was 16, right in my town. And the guy that was there, he always spoke about, and I didn't know nothing back then, I was a kid. And he always spoke about how he's going to go, because he had some sort of family thing where he lost his daughter, and his daughter was in another state. I think it was Minnesota, I forget where. And he always said, he's going to disappear, he's going to go there and take his daughter. And he did, he finally did disappear and took his daughter. But he taught me two words. One was a wimp, and one was a snoff. Because you brought up this one of these words today, I think. A snoff was someone who sniffs bicycle seats of women. And I don't remember what a wimp was. I don't remember.
We've come full circle now.
Whoa.
So that could be a word we could put in Wikipedia and list Joe Biden's name. Well, you're allowed to edit that. You know, so people can do that and mess around, have some fun, take a picture of it, make a video. So what's the update on Richie from Boston again? I didn't get, but he's in trouble? He's scared? Or his YouTube was taken down? He's under some other YouTube?
He said down, I didn't catch the information. Sounds like he's been getting two of his YouTube channels have been taken down, and it sounds like he's been receiving death threats. So he's in a nervous situation, poor Richie. You know, I don't agree with everything anybody says, but I do support the fact that Richie really tells the truth and he risks a lot to keep us all informed. So I do have much respect for him.
And he's been doing it a while, and there's been a lot of other people doing it a while, and you can't compare them to him. He's a little bit on his own. You know, so many people, it's a dime a dozen, they're all the same. It's all this stuff to scare. You know, they're doing it for advertising. It's crazy, the BS that they put out there that people eat up. You know, and the people with the real stuff get no views and no interest. But
yeah from Boston, I've had my numbers.
I don't watch him much, but he gets two thumbs up every time from me.
I proved that Tropical Cyclone Winston was man-made and directed. I had over 100,000 views on it, and I took a screenshot of it. And the next day I went on, they had bumped me down to like 5,000 or something. What you're referring to is clickbait. People get paid by how many views they get. All my channels have never been monetized. I do this just for the big love of it all. I feel it's a duty to get out and tell the truth to people and inform them of the things that...
You're even better than Richie from Boston on many levels. You really are. In fact, I was watching that video from you. You did a live video on Facebook. I didn't watch it all. I got distracted. I have to go back to it. But, yeah, you were really speaking about a lot of great stuff. It was maybe...
Oh, that's one of my DJ parties where I don't even put on no airs. Oh. I aim the camera at myself and I talk and I actually get to interact with what people type to me so I can comment and maybe dispel rumors or pop them quick proofs of things. Because it is, to me, it's all about what's provable. And I always have...
Hold on. Rob, you know, you're going to have to tell your audience, you know, enjoy that while they can, because you're going to be exclusive to TLB TV.
Yeah, once I go on that other network, I'm just going to be sharing links to my live stuff. I'll do it somewhere else so they can, because my goal is to get off this Facebook control that can delete our stuff at any point. You know, I lost 6 years worth of data of live videos and stuff when they...
Well, and so very quickly, I want to get into solutions here as far as really these pretenders, these frauds, these instigators who are co-opting these movements, okay? People, if you're having a peaceful protest and you see somebody like the Umbrella Man, citizens arrest, okay? Because
ourselves.
We're finding out that these people are cops. We're finding out these people are cops. So let's citizens arrest, and let's put this false flag crap out into the open. Let's show the world what these police officers are willing to do, because they're not protecting and serving. What they're doing is they're playing a role for someone else's agenda, and it's not our agenda.
Well, can I add a little bit to that? I was talking before about that. In actuality, they had a copter covering that, and they had a sniper covering him. That guy with the umbrella was a whole team of stuff. There was a sniper covering him. The guy with the pizza box was the interceder if anybody tries to do like a citizen arrest. And they had a copter. You could hear it if you listen to the... But they took all it down. There was some... I don't do Instagram nothing, but it was some Instagram thing I clicked on, and there was like 100 amazing links. Some of them were video from people in New York that they were showing that the undercovers were dressed like citizens, but they had like markings. One day it would be a white armband, one day it would be a hat, one day it would be... They had a way so that the real police...
We understand that, Scotty, we understand that, but we need to surround these people in citizens' arrest. They can't take us all out, okay? And something like that would get exposed. If they try to do anything against the people with citizens' arrest, they're going to be exposed themselves and exposed an even greater plot with how many people step up to try to intervene. People, it's time to act.
Oh, I hear music. Is that the end?
Yeah, it's the end of the show, my friend. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Dr. Kelly for joining us. I want to thank Rob. And guys, this has been one hell of a night. Please share
big love, people.
Your social media. And let's get out there. Let's make a difference in the world. It's our time. Let's take over. Good night, everybody.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.